The JSE managing to jump onto that global bandwagon, with the JSE ending the session about a third of a percent higher. And joining me in studio for a closer look at the day's markets action is Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. Thanks so much, Nick, for joining us today. So it has been a risk-on day across the board.
Michelle, good evening. A softening of tensions across a lot of the geopolitical space. You know, we've gone from last week with China and the US talks and trade wars being front and center, and this week a little bit coming off. So we had the contentious extradition bill between Hong Kong and mainland China being withdrawn at the last moment, and we had obviously Brexit, the vote last night, Johnson getting a bit of a stunning defeat, but just generally it feels like the risk in the market all of a sudden subsiding for now. Obviously, we know it can literally change from one day to the next at the moment, but definitely well received, and we can see that in our RAND and emerging markets. It's been a good day.
As you say, a good day for today. It has been a very volatile trading environment. So how are you positioning yourself within it right now?
Not easily. I mean, I saw a comment that literally day to day at the moment, it's from triumph and tragedy, from one tweet to the next, and that's very much how we're playing it. I think we're a little bit more, not necessarily sitting on the sidelines, but we are certainly holding back from either purchase or sales or being that active in the market for now.
How have you been feeling about the kind of company earnings that have been filtering through? I say filtering through, but this week hitting us hard
and fast. Yeah, Nisha, they're actually quite encouraging, I think. You know, we've gone from so much bad news, and we're so used to it in South Africa with a couple of the sort of landmines we've incurred on the JSE of the last few months. I would say the last couple of, certainly the last few sessions have been quite refreshing. You know, we've had the smaller cap space coming out quite nicely. We had at the start of the week, we had Adcock Ingram were quite good. Bidcorp were excellent results. So were Bidvest. Trading update from Aspen, very well received. Stock jumping the most in a decade or so in its trade. And then a stronger rand. So I think all of that's filtering in, the strong our bonds yields, obviously higher and firmer, and a bit of a demand for that too. So it feels like just maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks of foreign outflows. We always see it every week after week. For now, seems to have subsided, and a little bit of positive momentum, so long might last.
Added kicker, of course, has been the fact that we've had a positive second quarter GDP print. So despite all that's been happening in terms of social protests and xenophobic attacks in Johannesburg, there has been some positive within that environment. Companies today releasing numbers, Discovery amongst the lot, its share price coming under some pressure. Of course, it's been under pressure ever since the NHI bill came to be. But today, focus on the fact that it's doubled spending on its new initiatives to 1.3 billion rand, which is more than a fifth of its profit now. How concerned are you, or are you confident enough that anything Discovery backs with capital is going to pay off down the line?
Sure, that's a difficult question. I wouldn't go with that. No, I wouldn't go. And as a house view as well, we look at Discovery and we're a little bit cautious because generally there's a lot of impetus put on, as you said, a lot of these different initiatives, a lot of different plays, factoring in will they come right. At the moment, a lot of them haven't come right. And they rely on the South African medical aid business to fund a lot of these bright ideas. And some of them could possibly turn out to be very good. But at the moment, the market is very nervous with debt on balance sheets with any company, and the market is also very, very cautious with spending and capex too. So, Discovery, I'd say the worst is out the way, and you can see that the price has bounced off the lows. But I'd still maintain a cautious stance.
How does a player like Momentum Metropolitan stack up against it? It's reported a 53% jump in normalized headline earnings today. A lot of that having to do with accountings and all the rest of it. Stripping some of that accounting out, still about a 21-22% rise.
No, not bad. But in fact, a lot of the... look. Old Mutual being the outlier with its own shenanigans, but a lot of the insurance companies have reported reasonably decent earnings. The banks as well, the financial space in South Africa is okay. We just need the market to play a little bit of ball, and if we get a turnaround in our stock markets, etc., with the balance sheet, you'll see the likes of Momentum picking up.
Does a Libstar blink bright on your radar, or is it pretty small? It's a company that has now proven that it's white label and, you know, private label products that's outstripping some of the growth it's seeing in named brands, and that's speaking to the current economic climate. Is it something that you have an eye on?
It's not something we tend to look at as a house, but I had a quick glance over the numbers and I thought they were quite impressive. You know, tying in with recent small cap space the last week or so that have come in quite positive. I think 10 or 12% increase in headline earnings. Their own label branding, as you mentioned, quite an interesting space, relying on the loyalty with customers. I think one of the big clients is Woolworths. So I think when they originally came to the market, there's a little bit of skepticism. And I think maybe they're starting to prove the doubters wrong in a very tough environment to turn around and get more than a 10% earnings growth. That's quite impressive.
And it goes beyond just, you know, consumers chasing bang for their buck at the end of the day. Mm. It also goes down to consumers buying the product and realizing that, you know, it ain't that bad. And so a lot of trust being built between those no-name brands.
A lot of trust and a lot of brand awareness, a lot of loyalty too.
What's your stock pick at the moment, Nick?
So we're looking at Bidcorp, came out the start of this week, nice set of numbers. Emerging market space wasn't great, but the developed markets increased by 20% in its space. The stock is trading at an upper teen, so it's not cheap, but you're paying for management and paying for quality.
How are you feeling about the kind of expansion it's targeting and where it's looking to put capital to work in terms of acquisitive growth now?
No, I think it's very good. I think they're in the right space. And once again, it's one of those stories within South Africa where it's not going to shoot the lights out. It's just going to, as we've seen, it's going to deliver consistent 5 to 10% earnings every year, and it's going to keep on ticking over.
Nick, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Kunze is with Sanlam Private Wealth. What's your stock pick at the moment, Nick?
So we're looking at Bidcorp, came out the start of this week, nice set of numbers. Emerging market space wasn't great, but the developed markets increased by 20% in its space. The stock is trading at an upper teen, so it's not cheap, but you're paying for management and paying for quality.
How are you feeling about the kind of expansion it's targeting and where it's looking to put capital to work in terms of acquisitive growth now?
No, I think it's very good. I think they're in the right space. And once again, it's one of those stories within South Africa where it's not going to shoot the lights out. It's just going to, as we've seen, it's going to deliver consistent 5 to 10% earnings every year, and it's going to keep on ticking over.
Nick, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Kunze is with Sanlam Private Wealth.